Report, dozens more women, girls accuse WHO Ebola workers of rape and sex abuse. By John Hayward on March 9, 2023. The World Health Organization, WHO, is still wrestling with a sexual abuse scandal stemming from its 2018 to 2019 mission to fight Ebola in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC. On Wednesday, the UN-founded New Humanitarian reported that dozens more women have come forward to accuse WHO employees and other aid workers of sexually exploiting them. The New Humanitarian partnered with Reuters to expose the WHO sexual abuse crisis in September 2020. The original report included allegations from over 50 women, with corroborating testimony from witnesses who worked for other humanitarian agencies in the DRC. In May 2021, a secondary scandal erupted when senior WHO officials were caught lying about their knowledge of the allegations, which included such abuses as doctors working for the Ebola mission telling local women they could only gain employment by offering sexual favors. According to some of the complainants, virtually all local women employed by WHO and certain other agencies during the Ebola crisis were abused, having been lured by the promise of double their normal wages. The men who demanded sex for employment allegedly disdained birth control, resulting in several pregnancies. Some of the victims said they were not merely propositioned, but violently assaulted, or drugged and raped. They hired you with their eyeballs. They'd look you up and down before they'd make an offer, one Congolese woman told the New Humanitarian in 2020. On Wednesday, the New Humanitarian reported 34 new allegations were uncovered when it conducted follow-up reporting last September. 26 of the women said they became pregnant as a result of sexual abuse. 18 of the complaints concerned WHO staff. 5 said they were abused by UNICEF staffers. And one complaint apiece was lodged against World Vision and the International Committee of the Red Cross. 4 of the new victims said they were under 18 when they were abused. Most of the original wave of complaints originated in the Congolese towns of Beni and Butembo, which were central to Ebola response efforts in 2019 and 2020. The new complaints are all from Kantine and Mangina, smaller towns located west of Beni. The New Humanitarian said it alerted WHO to the new complaints at once. But as of February, none of the women had been contacted by the independent commission WHO established to investigate the scandal. UNICEF told the New Humanitarian to encourage the 5 new complainants to make contact with investigators. As of February, WHO and its partner organizations had reached 115 victims, offering one-time payments of $250, counseling, medical care, and transport to appointments. 11 refused any type of assistance, the Wednesday report said. Last month, 2 of the experts appointed by WHO to investigate allegations of sexual abuse in the DRC slammed the organization's restrictive investigation as an absurdity. Among other deficiencies, the whistleblowers noted that WHO's sexual exploitation policies only apply to women who receive aid from the organization, not those who work for it. We are not satisfied. The zero-tolerance policy does not mean engaging in subterfuge to make sure no one is responsible for sexual abuse and exploitation. The angry investigators, who were personally appointed by WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus in 2020, told the Associated Press. Also in February, WHO announced that 104 victims of sexual violence perpetrated by aid workers in the DRC have accepted the offer of medical, psychological, or financial help extended by the United Nations Population Fund, which was enlisted by WHO to locate and assist the victims. WHO is partnering with 2 other non-governmental organizations, NGO, in Africa, a Christian group called Heal Africa and Diamik des Femmes Juristes, DFJ, which provides legal assistance to abused women and children. WHO is publicly committed to compensating all victims of sexual abuse from the Ebola mission in the Congo, even where the perpetrator was not a WHO employee.